Welcome back to Old Astaf and Practice Series. I'd like to continue our discussion of Koleta Shechva Zera that we discussed earlier, the halacha that a woman has to wait 5 days from the onset of her period until she begins counting her Zayin Nikiyim. And the idea behind this was that if a woman is Koleta Shechva Zera, if a woman has a discharge of her husband's semen, that day can't be counted as one of the Zayin Nikiyim, one of the 7 clean days. And therefore, out of a concern that a woman would in fact have such a discharge in the middle of the Zayin Nikiyim, you have to wait until she begins counting. Additionally, it's not even in a case in which she wasn't intimate with her husband before her period began, you still have this waiting period, and this is a concept based on a Truma Sedeshin that Gazru lo shimshu atu shimshu, that the rabbis made a decree, they made a gzera, that made a little plug, that in all cases, even in a case of lo shimshu, still you would have to delay before counting, begin counting the Zayin Nikiyim. The question is, what would be the halacha in a case where it was impossible for the couple to have been intimate before the onset of her period because the husband was out of town? Ein baila b'ir. Additionally, one could ask the question, what would be the halacha if they couldn't have been intimate because she was still a nida? She never went to the mikra from her previous cycle. Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses in his Truvis about a case in which a couple couldn't have been intimate before the onset of her period because of doctor's orders. There was a medical reason which the doctors insisted that they shouldn't have tashim, she shouldn't be together. Then she had her period. Can she start counting those 5 days for when they decided not to be together? Another question is, what if a woman had her period in the middle of Avelis, in the middle of when she was sitting Shiva? The halacha is that an Avel is not allowed to be intimate with their spouse. So if a woman was separated from her husband because she was sitting Shiva, and in the middle of those days she had her period, do we say that those 5 days already started counting from the beginning of when they couldn't have been together from the beginning of Shiva? Another case that Moshe Feinstein discusses in which a couple was machmir on themselves and separated because of a suffix on a mare. A woman had a mare in which they weren't certain whether it was good or bad. They decided they weren't going to bring it to the rabbi. They would just decide to be machmir and wait for the period to come. And in fact, the period came a few days later, but the question is, could they already start counting from when they decided to separate because of that mara? Going back to the first question of Ein Bai Levi'ir, if her husband was out of town, both the Shach and the Taz quote from Maharik, the Maharik and the Truma Sedeshin both say that even if the husband was out of town, that is included in this Gzera Lo Shimshu Atu Shimshu. We started off referencing the idea that even if the couple wasn't intimate, still the gzera, the concern, and this idea that you have to wait 5 days applies. And the Shach and the Taz say that even if he couldn't have been together because of a technical reason, because Ein Bai Lebe'ir, the husband was out of town, still you have to wait 5 days. However, they say that if the reason why they were separated was because of Hilchas Nida, for example, and this is a fairly common case in which a woman has a bad bedika in the middle of the Zayin Nikiyim, where she has a stain on her white underwear, which causes a problem in the middle of the Zayin Nikiyim, and you have to restart the Zayin Nikiyim, but you don't need to wait 5 days before you begin. Why? Because those 5 days were already counted, and until now she remained usher because of Nida, those days still count. Rav Moshe extends this to a case in which they were machmir because of a suffik mara. If the reason why they were separated was because of the Hilchas Nida, because they were concerned that the mara that she had was in fact tame, and that's why they separated. So that's a Hilchas Nida reason why they separated, and therefore you wouldn't have to start counting 5 days from the onset of the period, but rather from the time that they separated. However, when it comes to Avelos, it's not so simple. Because on one hand, there's a halachic reason that they were separated. Because of Hilchas Avelos, they weren't allowed to be intimate. But it wasn't because of Hilchas Nida. Therefore, perhaps it should be looked upon as a technical reason, similar to Ein Bai Lebe'ir, if the husband was out of town. Rav Moshe says that when it comes to a case of Avelos, and Rav Moshe extends this also to a case in which a woman had her period right after Tisha B'Av, right after Yom Kippur, which are also reasons that days in which a couple is not allowed to be together, but it's not a Hilchas Nida reason, rather it's some other reason. Rav Moshe says you're able to take away the 5th day. We discussed, I think it was on Daf Lamed Gimel, that there's a concern that a couple had Tashmish during Beit HaShemashos and they would get confused. They may count the days wrong, therefore we add on an extra day. Off that 5th day is an extra Chumrah, and Rav Moshe feels that under such circumstances, Avelis, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, it would be okay not to have to wait that 5th day.